From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. America's top intelligence chiefs warned U.S. lawmakers the U.S. is under constant cyber attack from a host of entities. Dan Coats is director of national intelligence.
While Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea pose the greatest cyber threats, other nation states, terrorist organizations, transnational criminal organizations, and ever more technically capable groups and individuals use cyber operations to achieve strategic and malign objectives.
Coates said the federal, state, and local governments are all targets, citing Russian meddling in the 2016 election. He said they are at it again leading into this year's midterm election. Coates said elections are seen as opportunities to undermine democracy, and he warned that decision time over North Korea's nuclear threat is approaching.
We have to face the fact that this is potentially an existential problem for the United States.
The DNI said the goal remains a peaceful settlement of tensions with the North, with maximum pressure being applied in various ways. A humanitarian source told the French press agency tens of thousands have been displaced in ethnic clashes in the northeast of the Democratic Republic of Congo since mid-December. Escapees like Anita Mave have spoken of burned villages and victims being hacked to death as they fled ethnic violence between Hema herders and Lindu farmers in Ituri province. She said some refugees died of hunger, some drowned. There is no one to help, nothing to eat. We survive in the bush like animals. Meanwhile, the UN said more than 20,000 fled to Uganda in just the past week. Ethiopia released opposition leader Bekele Gerba from prison, dropping all charges. He was arrested after anti-government protests broke out in the Oromia region in December 2015. The government has released thousands of political detainees since January. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, following a police recommendation that he be indicted, went on national television Tuesday to say corruption charges against him will, quote, end with nothing. Police have asked the Attorney General to charge the Prime Minister in two cases, one involving a wealthy benefactor, the other a newspaper publisher, with bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. Yoav Kish is a member of Parliament.
The final decision is for the General Attorney, and we will wait to the conclusions of the General Attorney on that issue.
Mr. Netanyahu denies any wrongdoing and said he intends to complete his fourth term in office. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley described as preposterous denials by Myanmar, also known as Burma, that it engaged in ethnic cleansing in Western Rakhine State, where hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims fled a security crackdown.
The world is watching and waiting for Burma to act. What we have seen so far is cruel and barbaric. To top it off, they have the gall to blame the media.
Haley also cited reports of the existence of mass graves, reports the government denies. Despite the signing of a repatriation agreement between Myanmar and Bangladesh, UN Refugee Chief Filippo Grandi warned the conditions are not right for the voluntary return of the Rohingya. Speaking in Kuwait Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson urged members of the coalition battling Islamic State to help Iraq rebuild after Baghdad proclaimed victory over the IS group in December.
Helping Iraq create a government that is inclusive, accountable, and transparent will build a society that can counter the extremist ideologies.
The U.S. Export-Import Bank has signed a $3 billion Memorandum of Understanding for future cooperation with Iraq. Meanwhile, Defense Chief Jim Mattis, en route to Brussels from Rome, has called on allied nations to take responsibility for their citizens who join Islamic State and are detained as foreign fighters. Mattis said the jihadists are not yet defeated.
ISIS is not done. We've kept saying that the fight is not over. I've said that now for 2 months, and you just have to recognize the fighting goes on. That's why we want to stay focused on it.
In Brussels, Mattis is expected to press NATO European allies to shoulder more of the military defense burden. As the left-of-center German Social Democrats prepare to vote on a coalition agreement with Chancellor Angela Merkel's Christian Democrats, SPD leader Martin Schulz stepped down Tuesday over internal divisions. Parliamentary Speaker Andres Nahles is expected to take over. The husband of Denmark's Queen Margrethe, Prince Henrik, died Tuesday night. He was 83. The French-born prince had been hospitalized following a trip to Egypt. In South Korea, America's 100th winter gold medal went to snowboarding champ Sean White after his final run of the men's halfpipe. Meanwhile, the women's slalom was delayed because of persistent high winds. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. voice of America.
Everybody, welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. It's February 14th and it's St. Valentine's Day. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you. Beautiful music from across Africa. And we'll be talking to people across the continent that will be telling you about their own Valentine experience. So you stay tuned for that and let's just listen to this. Every February across the globe, candies, flowers and gifts are exchanged between loved ones, all in the name of Saint Valentine. But who is this mysterious saint and why do we celebrate this holiday? The history of Valentine's Day and its patron saint is shrouded in mystery. But we do know that February has long been a month of romance. Well, thank God I was born in February. St. Valentine's Day, as we know it today, contains vestiges of both Christian and ancient Roman tradition. So, who was St. Valentine and how did he become associated with this ancient rite? Today, the Catholic Church recognizes at least three different saints named Valentine or Valentinus, all of whom we are martyred. One legend contends that Valentine was a priest who served during the 3rd century in Rome, when Emperor Claudius II decided that single men made better soldiers than those with wives and families. He outlawed marriage for young men, his crop of potential soldiers. Valentine realized the injustice of the decree, defied Claudius, and continued to perform marriages for young lovers in secret. When Valentine's actions were discovered, Claudius ordered that he be put to death. According to one legend, Valentine actually sent the first Valentine greetings himself while in prison. It is believed that Valentine fell in love with a young girl who may have been his jealous daughter, who visited him during his confinement. Before his death, it is alleged that he wrote a letter which he signed, "From Your Valentine." Well, this has become so big, but right now, before we start listening to the views of people on Valentine's Day, let's take some music. This first one is coming from Jimmy B of Sierra Leone, "You Are Beautiful," and right after that to Tanzania, "My Darling" by HPK.
God, you're beautiful.
Take away the pain. Girl, it be you where they drive me insane.
secrets and we ring. You're beautiful, beautiful and incredible. Shorty, you're incredible. I'm so in love. Girl, you're the bomb. Girl, you're the bomb.
God, you're beautiful. God, you're beautiful.
Hey, you, I've been so many places and I've seen so many faces. Some are more than seasons, some are beauty queens from all races. Some with braces and some you can embrace. But you're the ultimate and baby, straight up, you're not ace. Now you the maker, grace, and I live by your grace. No matter what the best, girl, now you the win the race. You find like a vintage wine and you the shine, girl, until the end of time, you will always be forever mine.
You are the one, we don't take away me pen. Only be you, we don't take away the pen. Girl, it be you, we they drive me insane. You want the sunshine every time you rain. You're beautiful, beautiful, and incredible. Shorty, you incredible. I'm so in love. Girl, you're the bomb. Girl, you're the bomb.
mimi na wewe tumemiliki pens. Kama kupenda mimi na kupenda ni kiss dala na kusema nini unachopenda. Napata ra na pokono na pura. Epuka bla bla baby njo tufute ra. Sizo itaji tushi masha nyakara. Etaji kila muda mina wetwe na pura. Na kwetu iwe mfano wapigwe na butwa. Wenye mapenze ra upande kivuli upande jua. Matyo tambua nini mana mapenze kupenda au kuend pens. Pende kezo langu mina wetu enzi letu penzi. Jere kwa mbo debukane na ushe.
You're listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Van Dee. It's St. Valentine's Day around the world, and I told you we'll be talking to people across the continent, and people will tell you exactly what St. Valentine's Day means to them. And right now with me in the studio is my colleague, Marvelous Nyahuye from Zimbabwe. Welcome to the African Beat, Marvelous.
Welcome, David, and all the listeners out there.
Wow, what is music like in Zimbabwe? Good music from Zimbabwe?
The best music from Zimbabwe. You know, we have Oliver Mtukudzi, the doctor of love himself.
Well, some people who are coming from Nigeria or from Sierra Leone or from Ghana will tell you the best music comes from those countries.
Oh, no. I beg to differ. It comes from Southern Africa, especially from Zimbabwe.
Especially from Zimbabwe. Yes. Well, I love that. All right. Now, Marvelous, it's St. Valentine's Day.
Yes.
What do you know about St. Valentine, like when you were in Zimbabwe? Tell us how you celebrate St. Valentine's Day in Zimbabwe.
When I was in Zimbabwe, when I was younger, I shall not say how old, this is a day of love, the time where the man tells you just how much they appreciate you by giving you a present. Most of the time it would be flowers or chocolates or, you know, take you out for a meal. But it, you know, it differs from culture to culture. But Zimbabwe, St. Valentine's Day is really celebrated. And you see everybody in town holding a red rose, simplifying St. Valentine's Day, the day of love.
Wow. Okay, now, you just told me about when you were young.
Yes.
You've been married, right?
Oh, yes, I have.
Now, I want you to look at, before you got married, what was St. Valentine's Day like?
And oh my God.
What was it like before you got married?
You don't want to know.
Well, to be very sincere with you, I want to know.
Because when I was younger or before I got married, I mean, my husband-to-be was showering me with presents and he wanted to make me feel just how much he loved me.
Is it all about presents? Is it all about gifts?
Not necessarily. Even the way that he was, you know, he would talk to me on that day. It was special.
And now, tell me, when you got married, what's the difference before you got married and when you got married?
I think the difference became that it became a usual day. He would still do nice things, but it was more romantic before I got married. Mm. Because now I was thinking, my kids, mortgage, house. I had too many issues to deal with besides love. So it kind of changes your focus a little bit.
And when you talk, you talked about gifts and all this stuff. What about the words that come out of the mouth on that day?
They are sweet. Even after I got married, the words would be sweet. At least sometimes you'd forget because, you know, you have too many issues going on. You work, kids, you know, looking after the household. It's a different ballgame, but once he remembers that it's St. Valentine's Day, it's a day of love.
And let me just bring you back to something you said. When you got married, it was like an everyday issue now.
Yes. It didn't upset me so much if I didn't get a present.
Because he tells you every day that he loves you.
Exactly. Because this is, I get it every day.
And now, Marvelous, let us just say you woke up in the morning, you are in bed, okay?
Yes.
And then you open your eyes, you say, oh, it's February 14th. It's Valentine's Day.
Yes.
What kind of feeling comes over you?
A feeling of love.
Oh, my.
I want to be appreciated.
Oh,
and I want to appreciate him as well, because it's not only one-sided. It's not only for the women. You can also do something nice for the men.
Is it just for your spouse?
Not necessarily. They say it should be, but the English way of looking at it, it's a day where you tell somebody, especially those who are not yet married, who are thinking about dating somebody, they can use St. Valentine's Day to send a gift or to send a card without even their name in it.
As a secret admirer?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my.
That's the only day you are permitted to send a card to somebody besides, you know, without even having to say any words. Somebody that you have in your thoughts, somebody that you're thinking of dating, you can send them a card and say, this is from your secret admirer. And when we were at school, that's what we used to get. And you'd spend the whole day trying to figure out who is this secret admirer. But it was interesting.
All right, Marvelous. You can't answer this if you don't want to.
Okay.
Now, I understand that your husband is late.
Yes.
And what is it like after marriage? What is St. Valentine's Day like?
It's a bit different. I mean, the good moments, you know, waking up and knowing that maybe something good is going to happen. But I know and I pray to God that I know he'll send a good man, you know, who will do maybe even more than what my, you know, late husband used to do. So well, I'm not giving up hope.
Marvelous, people who are listening will just say, let me just tell you, her name is Marvelous Nyahuyi. You can imagine? The name is Marvelous. And oh my, you love to see her. Thank you very much, Marvelous. That was
Thank
so wonderful
you,
to get you on
Thank
the African
you,
beat today.
Happy St. Valentine's Day. And I hope you're going to do something nice for your woman.
Oh yeah, you bet. You bet. And I hope some good card will come your way and some bunch
yes.
of flowers.
I'm hopeful. And I know I have faith. I know it's going to happen. And please play some lovely lovers rock for all our listeners in Africa.
And it's going to be some real African love songs that are coming on today.
Yes, David.
Thank you very much, Marvelous.
Thank you.
That was Marvelous Nyahuye from Zimbabwe and my colleague here at the Voice of America. This is the African Beat, and now let's take some music. This one says Never Leave You by Lucky Dube of South Africa. And from South Africa, The African Queen by Two-Face Adibia. And then How Do You Love Somebody by Michael Ross of Uganda. But right now, Never Leave You by Lucky Dube of South Africa. just took this email now which says, I am listening to your program, David, official voice of Firestone Liberia, FM 89.5 megahertz. Kindly do send a nice listening treat to my son, Darius Jackson, in Monrovia. That's from your daddy, all right? If you're listening, Darius, it's a very special one for you. And this one is coming from, and this one says, hi, David. My name is Jimmy Alewa from Biliri, Nigeria. I'm a regular listener of this wonderful program of our motherland, Africa. Look, Dave, you are just doing a great job for Africa. Please keep it up. This is from Jimmy.
Just like the sun lights up the earth, he lights up my life. The only one I ever see with a smile so bright. Hey, and just yesterday, you came around my way. My whole sin way with your astonishing beauty. Oh, you could not make a brother sing. No ordinary thing, a supernatural being. And no, you are brighter than the moon, brighter than the star. I love you just the way you are. And you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. You take me where I've never been, yeah. You make my heart go ting-a-ling-a-ling. You are my African queen, the girl of my dreams, and you remind me of a thing, and that is the African beauty, yeah, hey, yeah. Ooh, you are my African queen, oh lie, ooh lie, out of a million, you stand as one, the outstanding one. Look into your eyes, girl, what I see is paradise. Hey, you captivated my soul. Now every day I want you more. I cannot deny this feeling I'm feeling inside. Hey, no one cannot take your place, it cannot take your space. That is a fact I cannot erase. And no, you are the one that makes me smile, make me float like a boat upon the Nile. Girl, you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. You take me where I've never been. You make my heart go ting-a-ling-a-ling. Yeah, you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. And you remind me of a thing, yeah. And that is the African beauty. And I know, oh yes I know, you are my African queen. And I know, see I know, see I know what I am feeling in my heart and in my soul. Oh, I know that it is love, and I know that this love was surely sent from up above. Cause you're the only one that I think of. You are my African queen, and I know that this means that you're the only one that I will serve. I'll give you my heart, my love, my body and my money. Every other thing you think of. In a man, who could think of anything better than you? Who could think of ever hurting you? Sacrifice my all, I'll give it all to you. You are my African queen, for real.
You are my African queen, the girl of my dreams.
Another special request. This one is a very special one because it's coming from Ambrose Agio, and he has asked me to kindly play a nice piece of music as a very special dedication to the tennis star Serena Williams on Valentine's Day. Ah, he says, I will appreciate this one so much. That's from a fan of yours, Serena, if you're listening. And this one is from Ambrose in Nigeria.
Break my heart. I even sung a song about a girl, Señorita. That's the girl that I was crazy for. And then you came along and asserted your control. Little did I know that I would fall for you. And fluctuating. Maybe I should let you go, baby. But before I let you go, there's something that I need to know. How do you love
somebody?
Oh.
Maybe not somebody.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
How do you know somebody loves you too? And when you find somebody, do you tell everybody? How do you know somebody to love you back? How do you love somebody? When do you love somebody?
How Do You Love Somebody by Michael Ross of Uganda, African Queen by Two-Face Idibia of Nigeria, and then Never Leave You by Lucky Dube of South Africa. But right now, stay tuned. I'll be right back with more goodies and more interviews.
The African Beat with music of Africa from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Today is St. Valentine's Day, and I got hold of Emmanuel Gabari, a broadcaster, a writer, a musician, you name it, a lover. Welcome to the show, Emmanuel.
Hello, David Vandy. Happy birthday, first of all, and then happy Valentine to you as well.
Thank you very much. All right, now it's Valentine's Day, and wow. Emmanuel, I want you to tell me, how do you guys celebrate Valentine's Day in Nigeria, in Kano, Nigeria?
Of course, you know, Nigerians, we celebrate a lot. We're always looking for an opportunity to celebrate something. I must tell you that Valentine here is something everyone is happy about. Everyone is in the spirit of love. And then, and the funny thing is that it's not just restricted to lovers. You know, Valentine now is like almost a public holiday. It's shared amongst siblings, amongst neighbors, your colleagues and all that. So it's a beautiful one here in Nigeria.
And do you guys have a Valentine's Day party?
Sure, the whole town is agog with a lot of parties. And then it will surprise you. The churches are, you know, in a way of taming their youth now, are also organizing Valentine youth programs. Virtually all the churches in Nigeria, and especially in Kano, where I'm from or I'm living in, a lot of youth parties, youth ministries, youth fellowships are organizing Valentine programs to encourage young ones who are into relationships to come out openly and let people know they are into relationship, people who are about to get married, you know. So it's really a wonderful one now. Valentine celebration has gone to the next level.
And you are in Kano State, and that is predominantly a Muslim state.
Yes, yes.
Right. And the young people that are coming up that are in a different religion, do they too celebrate Valentine's Day?
Exactly. You know, like, one thing we are grateful to is the education. You know, most times now, the Muslims and people from the north, like the Hausas now, a lot of them are in school. We have a lot of young undergraduates who surf the net, who are more exposed now in terms of information. So, you know, they are living it up. I tell you, when you go to some weddings of Muslims and the Hausa people, you hardly can know they are from that part of the country because they are now influenced by the Western dress and the Western Nigerian dressing. They now stick to wearing gold and all that. And so the Valentine celebration is not any more just restricted to the Christians or to those from other parts of Nigeria. So you find, because some of these northerners are well exposed in terms of education, in terms of mingling, because when you are in the higher institution, you mingle with all kinds of people, and then, you know, the celebration is all around. And then they also have their way of showing love. Of course, you know, the northerners have a very wonderful way of showing love because they got influenced by the Indian films they watch. The whole town is agog, I must tell you.
And Emmanuel, how are you celebrating Valentine's Day today? Is there any special St. Valentine's Day gift or something to say to Mrs. Gabari?
Yes, I want to specially, I've always told her that, I want to specially tell her that I love her so much. She's been with me in all aspects, through thick and thin, and I've always told her how much I love her. But especially on today's Valentine, I really want to sincerely and openly thank her for her love, her support, for being a mother to my wonderful kids, for being a very loving wife. She's not just a wife, she's a friend to me. It's really wonderful. I want to tell them that I love them so well.
And thank you very much for joining me on the show today, Emmanuel Gabari from Kano State, Nigeria. Now let's get some music flowing. She Doesn't Need to Fall. The song of Youssou N'Dour will come from Senegal. And right after that, Beautiful Bay by Said Comorien of the Comoros. But right now, She Doesn't Need to Fall, Youssou N'Dour of Senegal.
Bye.
Beautiful Bay by Said Comorien of the Comoros. And then She Doesn't Need to Fall by Youssou N'Dour of Senegal. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America.
African Beats.
Yes, indeed. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Today is St. Valentine's Day, and on the line to the United Kingdom, I have Magdalene Yeyibayo Nimani. And Magdalene is from Sierra Leone. Welcome to the show, Magdalene.
Thank you very much, David.
Magdalene, this is Valentine. How did you celebrate Valentine when you were back home in Sierra Leone?
Well, to be honest, Valentine's Day back in Sierra Leone was just the name, and you know, if you were lucky, you'd spend the day with your partner, but if you weren't, people didn't really get into it the way they do out here in the West, you know, with all the flowers and cards. Back then, nah, doesn't make any much difference.
That you're talking about at that time when you were there, that was
that time when I was in Sierra Leone, yes.
And now you're in London. What is the difference? How do you celebrate Valentine's Day?
Well, for starters, here in England, before I got married, if my boyfriend then didn't give me a Valentine's card or a gift, let's just say he'd go to the doghouse.
The what?
The doghouse. He'd be in deep trouble.
Okay. I love that part of it. And let's say you get up in the morning, okay? You're on your bed, you were sleeping, and it's Valentine's Day. All of a sudden, you just open your eyes and you say, "Wow, it's Valentine." What does it feel like?
Well, to be honest, it doesn't feel any different. It's just the expectation, you know. You start thinking, what are you going to do special with your loved one, you know, and what you're going to get. And it's like the preparation to the Valentine's Day. You start thinking, what should I get? If he's going to be around, you know, what should I wear? Or what special thing?
In fact, I was going to come to that. Is there any special kind of dressing? Is there any special kind of attire for St. Valentine's Day?
Well, it's normally red. You know, red underwear.
Wow.
You can go fluffy or you can go pink, but it's mostly red.
And now,
not that I've ever bought any, mind you.
Oh, okay. Now, is it that Valentine's Day is meant specially for your spouse, or you can give Valentine's gift to other people?
Well, for me, I take it to be specially for my spouse.
A spousal thing.
Yeah.
Because that is coming deep down from your heart.
Yeah.
Wow. And what normally would you say to your spouse on Valentine's Day?
Well, how much, you know, you just express everything you felt for him so far, all the years, all the days or months you've been together, and that you still feel the same, or maybe even better, if not worse, that is.
Any special food? Valentine's Day food?
Well, it depends if you're not eating out.
All right. Thank you very much. Magdalene Yeyibayo Nimani, a Sierra Leonean, presently in the United Kingdom. Thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thank you for having me, David.
Let's get on with some music. And this one is Amy by Amy Koita of Mali. And then after that, Baby Talk to Me by Makadem of Kenya. But right now, Amy by Amy Koita of Mali.
Mimi ndiyo boyfriend. Oh baby, sema nami. Mon chéri, mon ami. Ngarisha yangu maisha. Niwe nataka sana. Nikuowe mama. In my life, you be my wife. Napiga konde moyo.
Talk to Me by Macadam of Kenya, and before that it was Amy by Emi Koita of Mali. Well, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes again today, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat. And remember, February is the month of romance. It is the month for lovers. Well, till we meet again, I am David Vander here in Washington.
And I'll leave you with the Valentine's the music, and this one is You Are My Everlasting Love by Frida Ngou from Cameroon.
African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.